Mitchell swinging a fly ball center field. Rodriguez has it. It's over. It's been 29 long years. It's been 29 cold winters. But in 2023, the Colonels in Cedar Rapids are the cream of the crop. The cream of the crop. The cream of the crop.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Rinkin' and loads, high and deep to right. This ball is gone. Close play to the plate, tag is there, he is out. Okete back, on the track, he leaps, it's gone. Back to back to back home runs in the first inning. Swing and a miss, he got him strike three. An exclamation point for Cole. The line drive, shot up the middle of four base hit. Ross touches his third, he's coming home. Alcantara fires, his throw is too late. Ross slides in, and the Colonels walk it off and win it. In comes Urbina in left, a long run for him. He slides in, he makes the catch. Swinging a high fly ball, left field deep. Green is back on the track, turning, looking, goodbye. Long run, no man's land, it falls, here comes Miller, Colonels win, Colonels win, Colonels win! From ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit, Wisconsin, we get set for game two of the series, the Colonels and the Beloit Sky Carp on this Wednesday evening in downtown at South Beloit. With that, we welcome you to the ballpark. I'm Calvin Cristoforo, glad to be with you on this Wednesday. Colonels trying to even up this series at a game apiece after a loss in the opener last night. A game that went just under 3 hours, or over 3 hours, with a 52-minute rain delay. Beloit won it in the final of 5-3. After Beloit took a 3-0 lead, Colonels tied it at 3 runs apiece, scoring a run in the fourth on an RBI ground out by Jay Harry, and 2 runs in the fifth on an RBI double by Augustine Ruiz, and a Gabby Gonzalez RBI single. But a solo home run by Johnny Olmstead put the Sky Carp on top in the fifth. They got one more in the sixth inning and took a 5-3 win in game one of the series. The Colonels' four-game winning streak to enter this set with is over. Beloit, who entered the series losers of 9 of 11, they get the win in game one of the set. Tonight, the Colonels trying to make it a victory. They're first in this ballpark. Their struggles in the state of Wisconsin continues. They are 0-3 at ABC Supply this year. In the state of Wisconsin, they sit at just 2-7. That's coming after a 7-14 year last year in the state of Wisconsin. Big for their first win against the left-hander for the Sky Carp, Emmett Olson, who gets the ball for Wisconsin, or Beloit, in game number two this series. He makes his 11th start with the Sky Carp. The 28-ranked prospect in the Marlins system began the year with single-A Jupiter, made just 3 starts down there, did not allow a single earned run, promoted to double-A or high-A Beloit, where he now makes his 11th start with the Sky Carp. Last time out, picked up a win, allowed 3 runs on 9 hits across 5 1/3 innings. It was a no decision, or a win, I should say, in Wisconsin, a victory for Olson against the Tim Rattlers. He makes his second appearance against the Colonels, went back on June the 26th, allowed 2 runs, 1 earned on 3 hits and 5 innings of work. That was a no decision at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The right-hander Mike Paredes opposes him, Mikey P making his 8th appearance, his 3rd start of the year. Paredes is recordless with a 270 ERA. Batters hitting 226 off the right-hander, who's got 18 strikeouts to 5 walks in the season. Had his best and longest start of the year last year, or last time out for the Colonels, his best and longest start of the year last time out against Quad Cities. He allowed no runs on 4 hits in 3 1/3 innings, 5 strikeouts and 1 walk for Paredes. That was a no decision on the road at Quad Cities on the 3rd of July, last Wednesday. He tries to get the Colonels back in the win column. Cedar Rapids sits at 48-32, 11-5 in the second half standings. They are right now only 1 game up on first place Wisconsin, who won the first half standings. Right now Wisconsin in 2nd place in the second half standings. Actually only a half game up after Wisconsin won this afternoon against the West Michigan Whitecaps. So the Wisconsin does not matter. They are 2 games on top of the real second place team as far as the playoff positioning goes. That is Peoria. The Chiefs are 7-9, 16 games in to half number 2. Colonels at 11-5, trying to make it 12-5. We'll give you a check around the Midwest League and the Twin System when we come back in your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
When you plan for your future, dreams can come true with Jerriask Investment Services. Go the distance with their award-winning staff who will help you focus on the future you envision. Give them a call or visit their website at jkainvest.com for a complimentary consultation.
There's nothing better than a game.
A great tasting Miller Lite.
It's less filling, Miller Lite.
Tastes great. And how'd you get up here?
It's less filling. And I use my arms.
Never understood this argument. Miller Lite is both, right? Isn't that kind of its thing?
There's a door?
I've given this a lot of thought, guys, so just bear with me. Let it be both, all right? Now, there's a security guard coming by. Just be cool. Where am I sitting?
Sitting?
A lot of guys in the suite.
Set for game two of the series, Colonels and Beloit. Sky Cup here at ABC Supply Stadium. A win for Beloit in game one last night, 5-3, snapping the Colonels' four-game winning streak. The Colonels going to make it a win, make it their first in the ballpark of ABC Supply Stadium this year after starting 0-3 in the first three contests in this stadium in 2024. We check around the rest of the Midwest League right now underway in Dayton. Top of the second, South Bend, and Dayton tied it 2 in the top of the second at Dayair Ballpark. That is the only game that is in action right now. Two games have gone final. This afternoon, Wisconsin drubs West Michigan 7-0. They allowed just one hit in the victory over the Whitecaps 7-0. Elsewhere, Lake County beats Lansing 5-2. That game of final in East Lake. A rainout in Great Lakes between Fort Wayne and Great Lakes. That game will be made up as part of a doubleheader tomorrow at Dow Diamond. Elsewhere, a rain delay in Quad Cities between Quad Cities and Peoria. They were supposed to start at 6:30, and a rain delay right now at Modern Woodman Park. That game getting underway hopefully soon between the Bandits and the Chiefs at Modern Woodman. Around the rest of the Twins system, it was a victory for the DSL Twins, or not a victory, but they are leading right now in a game that has been suspended. It is 4-0 in the top of the fourth between the Twins and the Rangers, DSL affiliates. That game suspended. They were supposed to play 2, so a doubleheader postponed to August between those two teams, the DSL Twins and the DSL Rangers. The Daytona Tortugas topped the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, a final of 5-4. That game final at Hammond Stadium. In Louisville, they're underway between St. Paul and Louisville. 2-0, the Saints on top of the bats. That game, the bottom of the third in Louisville. Wichita hosting or on the road at Springfield tonight. Old friend Kyle Jones, the start for the Wind Surge at Springfield, coming up at 7:05. The Minnesota Twins played 2 on this Wednesday afternoon. Right now, they are in the bottom of the ninth frame in their second game, leading 3-2 over Chicago, the White Sox of Chicago. A loss for the Twins in game one, 3-1. Matt Wallner, a home run, former Colonel. That was the only run they scored in that loss in game one. Leading right now 3-2 before the Twins are off tomorrow and on the road to San Francisco for a three-game set with the Giants coming up over the weekend. Trying to salvage that doubleheader and split it at Guaranteed Rate Field. Here at ABC Supply Stadium, Colonels strive for their first win in this ballpark. They're 0-3 at ABC Supply in 2024. They're just 2-7 in the state of Wisconsin. They try to turn that around in game two of this set tonight. We'll step aside, come back with the lineups, then the anthem, and then we'll get the baseball game going on this Wednesday evening from Beloit, Wisconsin, on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Cedar Rapids and Beloit getting set to go in game number two of the series. Colonels and Scott Carr meeting in their final set of the year. They played four series this season. This is the fourth of four. Colonels have won 9 of the 15 games so far. They are winless in this ballpark, 0-3. The Colonels are managed by Brian Dinkelman, his fifth year at the helm of the Colonels. His team is 11-5 in the second half and 48-32 in half number two. His lineup begins with Raindon McKellen, the shortstop, bats one. Ricardo Olivar, DH, is in bat second. Gabby Gonzalez is the right fielder, batting third. Kevin Maiton plays third and plays in the number four spot. Nate Baez catches in bats fifth. Jay Harry at second base bats in the number six spot in front of Misael Urbina, the left fielder, who hits seventh. Augustine Ruiz is at first base batting eighth, and Jose Salas in center field, that's number nine. Colonel starting pitcher is Mike Paredes, the right-hander, makes his eighth appearance and third start of the year. He is recordless with a 2.70 ERA. The lineup you will face is put out there by second-year manager Billy Gardner Jr. for Beloit. The Skycar are 7-9 in the second half. They are 37-42 overall. And their lineup begins with Mark Coley, homered last night, the right fielder, that's one. Johnny Olmstead, who also homered, is the shortstop, hitting second. Josh Jamora, Colonel's killer, lead killer, the second baseman batting third. Tony Bullard at third, bats fourth. Brock Vandenberg at first base hits fifth. Brett Roberts, DH, is batting in the number six spot. Jake DeLeo, the left fielder, bats seventh. Cameron Barstad is the catcher. He bats number eighth in front of Osiris Johnson, who plays in center field for Beloit. He is the number nine batter for the Skycar. Their starting pitcher is the lefty Emmett Olson, who makes his 11th appearance with Beloit on the season. He is 3-3 with a 3.45 ERA. Began the year with single-A Jupiter before throwing 16-plus scoreless innings. Got the promo to Beloit, and the Marlins' 28th-ranked prospect makes his 11th start with the Skycar on this Wednesday evening. It is meeting number 16 between the Colonels and the Skycar here in 2024. Colonels trying for their first win at ABC Supply Stadium on the season. They are 0-3, and we have first pitch coming up when we come back. We pause as we honor America. Baseball between the Colonels and the Skycar in game two of this set coming up when we come back on your home for Colonels baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Invisible Hearing Solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help, so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with our cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services. CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net.
Hi, this is Colonels Manager Brian Dinkelman, and you're listening to the Midwest League Champs on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
And the home of the
Cedar Rapids and Beloit getting set to go in game two of this series here at ABC Supply Stadium. Colonels trying for their first win at this ballpark in the year 2024. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday. Calvin Cristoforto with you. Colonels and Carp in game two of this set. Colonels coming off a 5-3 loss in game one. Beloit won it thanks to two unanswered runs to end the ballgame after the Colonels tied it at three runs apiece in the fifth a night ago. Emmett Olson, the starter for the Skycarp, the left-hander, who makes his 11th start with Beloit on the season. He is 3-3 with the Skycarp, a 3.45 ERA. Began the year with single-A Jupiter and was simply unhittable. 16 and a third scoreless innings with the Jupiter Hammerheads before his promotion to Beloit. Began the year on a 24 and a third inning scoreless streak. Split between Jupiter and Beloit, the 28th ranked prospect in the Marlins system, and former Nebraska Cornhusker toes the rubber in his all-white uniform, white top, white bottom, Skycarp across the chest, written in black. The aqua blue letters and numbers for Beloit outlined in black, numbers on the front and the back, the last names stretching shoulder to shoulder in that aqua blue color on the back of those black tops, or white tops for Beloit. Black caps with the black bill for the Skycarp. Colonels back in their alternate reds, red tops, red bottoms, or red tops, gray bottoms. The Colonels wear the gold CR crest on the left side of the chest. No numbers on the front, just on the back. Blue caps with the blue bill for Cedar Rapids here in game two of this series. The number on the back of the leadoff batter is 23. It's Rain Don Cone, who digs in to begin his ninth against Beloit. Lefty Olson ready, as is the righty Don Cone. First pitch is a fastball in there for a strike, and we're underway at 6:36 on this Wednesday evening. Glad you're with us from Beloit. Calvin Cristoforto with you. The pitch is a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Don Cone last night 0-4. Put the ball in play all four times. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three on a fastball outside corner. Got him whiffing. And it's three pitches, all strikes, and a strikeout for Emmett Olson to begin his night tonight. The defense behind the Beloit starter has Jake DeLeo in left field, Osiris Johnson in center. Mark Coley is in right. Bullard, Olmstead, Zamora, Vandenberg, third to first base. And Cameron Barstad catches these lefty. His first pitch to Olivar misses down, and it's ball one. Righty batter Ricardo Olivar DHing here in game two of this set. Open stance, right side. The pitch is taken up and away. Ball two on the Colonels' DH. Ollie entering, hitting 303 on the season. An OPS of nearly 930. 2-0. Takes a ball just above the zone. And it's 3-0. Riding a 23-game on-base streak. Tied for the longest for a Colonel this year. 3-0. Is high, ball four, and you can make it 24. 24 straight games on base for Ricardo Olivar. The longest such streak for a Colonel this year, surpassing Agustin Ruiz's streak of 23, spanning April and May. Ollie's aboard with one gone for Gabby Gonzalez. Just underway, no score, top one. One on, one out for Gabby. First pitch is a swing and a pop-up. On the infield, second baseman Zamora wipes his, or waves his arms, and makes the head-high catch on the second base side of the infield. Gonzalez gone on just one pitch. And two are out for Kevin Maiton. New score, top one. Olivar is aboard for Maiton, the switch hitter batting lefty. From the first base side, Olson's first pitch is inside, taken for a ball. It is 1-0 on Maiton. Good night for Maiton last night, 2-4. Went to the opposite field all four times. Hitting lefty all four times. 1-0 in there for a strike, 1-1. Batting righty against the lefty Olson in game two of this series. With his yellow accessories on, cleats, shin guard, elbow guard, yellow base running mitten out of his back right pocket. 1-1. He swings and pops it up. Foul territory, first base side. Vandenberg drifting towards foul ground and in foul territory. Has just enough room to make the catch to retire Maiton and the side. Nothing comes of the Olivar walk. No runs, no hits, one left. We have played a half. No score. Colonels and Skycarp on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything minor league baseball. Download the app today and watch every single minor league baseball game absolutely free. You can chat, you can interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you're going to get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The world of real estate is complex, but with the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors, achieving your happily ever after has never been easier. When you work with a local realtor, you have an expert partner who knows the market, someone who handles complex negotiations, and who works to get you the most equity from selling your home and the best deal when buying. They'll work tirelessly to ensure your housing dreams come true. So whether you're buying or selling, don't go it alone. Work with a local realtor and achieve your happily ever after.
Bottom line, we go. ABC Supply Stadium, no score, Colonels and Skycarp, game two of this set. Alert took game one, a final of 5-3 in the win for the Carp last night. Colonels going down with a walk in that first frame. They scored the inning for Emmett Olson. Now the right-hander Mike Paredes throws the rubber. The righty making his eighth appearance with the Colonels, his third as a starter. He is recordless with a 2.70 ERA. Batter is hitting 226 off the right-hander. Coley, Olmstead, and Zamora, three righties, begin this order for Beloit. A lot of righties for the Skycarp. They bat eight of them, just the one lefty, or two lefties, seven righties, two lefties, for Vandenberg and Barstead. Paredes from the stretch pauses first base side, now comes home. A ball that's popped up, foul ground, first base side, out of play. Into the seats, it is strike one. Mark Coley homered in the win last night for Beloit. His second home run against the Colonels this year. Team he's hit 314 against on the season. Paredes is 0-1. He's in there for a strike 0-2. Coley's home run against the lefty Jordan Carr, who picked up the loss against Beloit. Carr now 0-3 against the Skycarp. His only three losses on the season. 0-2 from Paredes. A breaking ball missing inside. The count's 1-2. Great start for Mike Paredes last time out. A season high in pitches through 57 across 3 1/3 scoreless frames. His 1-2. Breaking ball line foul straight back. It stays 1-2. Paredes really, really tough on right-handed batters. They hit just 0-81 against him. In his 12 innings of work against righties. He pauses for his 1-2 right on right. And it's a fastball by him. Swing and a miss, strike three. 94 past Coley. And the first out of this game for the Colonels defense is a strikeout from Mike Paredes. The defense behind the Colonels right-hander is Urbina in left, Salas in center. Gabby Gonzalez plays in right. Maitzon, Doncone, Harry, and Ruiz go third to first base. And Baez catches the right-hander in Mike Paredes. One is gone for Johnny Olmstead. Right on right, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, too. 94 again, and it's 0-1. So Paredes so tough on righties, facing seven of them in this Beloit lineup. He sets for his 0-1. Breaking ball popped up high in the air. Behind the third base bag, Maiton now back into the infield dirt, reaches up to make the two-handed catch. And Olmstead's a popped-out victim. Quickly two gone in this first frame for Josh Zamora. Paredes, of course, began the year with Double-A Wichita. Made eight outings with them. ERA north of 7.5 in his 11 innings of work. Actually began the year on the injured list before going into Double-A Wichita. His first pitch to Zamora is a grumble to shortstop. One bounce into left field for a hit. Pass Doncone. Tried to pick it on the bounce. It was hit well. But a play that Don Cohn maybe should have had. It was deep in the shortstop spot. Kevin Maiton giving him some pointers. Looking up to the leader on this team, one of them, Kevin Maiton at third base. See how they rule that. Maybe a hit for Zamora. Still haven't made a decision yet, whether hit or error. Don Cohn made a critical error last night. That one, they give a hit for Zamora. So he's aboard for Tony Bullard. No score, one on, two gone. Bottom one. First pitch. It's a fly ball center field, sending Salas back with plenty of room. A couple of steps to his left to make the catch hat high. To retire Bullard and the side. Nothing comes with the two-out single by Josh Zamora. Top two we go. No score. Colonels and Skycar on your home for Colonels Baseball. The Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Insurance isn't our only passion at UFG Insurance. We're dedicated to supporting the communities where we live and work. We proudly offer our employees paid time off to volunteer. Their work is making a positive difference across the U.S. UFG's Go Beyond Award is presented to one employee annually for exceptional community service. Striving to deliver on our promises is more than what we do. It's who we are. For a company promising community support, think UFG.
Top two we go, no score. Colonels and Skycar at ABC Supply Stadium. Side gets a two-out base runner, but nothing to show for it. Guess we are scoreless in game two and the top of the second. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday evening. Calvin Cristoforto with you. Final series for the All-Star break here in 2024. No score, top two, Colonels and Skycar. Left Emmett Olson back out there for Beloit. It's the Colonels' ready catcher, Nate Baez, digs in his first at-bat of this series. Out of the wind, Olson works. Starts his motion. He rocks and fires his first pitch. Is a swing and a miss. Good changeup working down and away. Strike one on Baez. Great crowd on hand for game two of this set. A one. On the ground, third. Bullard on the run, scoops it up, sets his feet, tosses to first in plenty of time. To retire the Colonels' catcher for the first down in the second frame. One of the bigger crowds I have seen at ABC Supply Stadium. Ballpark whose capacity only sits 3,500. But a good crowd on hand for a drone show tonight, post-game. Should be a crazy cool drone presentation at ABC Supply. One is gone for Jay Harry. First pitch from Olson. He's in there for a strike on one. Harry batting lefty against the southpaw in Olson. Base is empty, one gone, no score, top two. Left on lefty, 0-1. Harry grounds it softly to second base. Zamora gobbles it up, tosses on to first in plenty of time. And it's back-to-back softly hit groundouts to begin the Colonels' half of the second. Harry now 0-for-5 in this series. He bounced out to second base three times last time and popped up to second base once. So all five of his at-bats in this series have resulted in putouts by Josh Zamora. Here's Misael Urbina, who takes one high for ball one. Urbina playing left field, batting right-handed in a scoreless game. Top two. A pitch. And there for a strike. And it's 1-1 on Urbina. First at bat for Urbina in this series. The pitch, bounced foul softly left field side. And it's 1-2. Urbina though, seeing it well as of late, running a season best 5-game hitting streak. He's had hits in 8 of his last 9. trying to extend this second frame with the bases empty. And two gone. Scoreless game, the 1-2. Is on the ground again, fouled off, back behind home plate. And it stays at 1-2. Colonels have not won in this ballpark in 2024. They struggled here last year as well. Pitch, Urbina lines it back over our heads here in the press box. And the count stays at 1-2. Last year, they had just 3 wins and 9 tries in this stadium. They were 3-6, including losing 5 of 6 in a series last April. The 1-2, Urbina again fights it off foul, this time over top of the Beloit first base dugout. And it stays a 1-2 count on Misael. Urbina, 41 points higher than its average last year, at 221 entering this at-bat. 1-2, in there for a strike, right down the chute. A fastball taken, strike 3. Urbina's caught lucky, second strikeout for Olsen, who pitches a 1-2-3 second frame. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We go to the home half of the second. And a scoreless game, Colonels and Skycar on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, you may have questions about what comes next and if you're ready financially. You don't have to prepare alone. Jerry Ask Investment Services specializes in retirement income planning, so your wealth can work just as hard as you do. Call Jerry Ask Investment Services to schedule a complimentary consultation. We look forward to welcoming you to our winning team.
Need protection that bats 1,000? Add Nationwide to your starting lineup. Learn more about how Nationwide can protect your family, business, and future at nationwide.com. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. An offensive change. Kyle Hess, who has not played since injured his ankle in that series against Beloit back at Veterans Memorial Stadium, enters. He plays center field. Chalice, who was in center, moves from center to shortstop, and Raindon Cone has left this game. Not sure why. Only thing that could be possible was that ground ball hit to him, which he may have been banged up on. Was a one-bounce ground ball to short. Don Cone didn't glove it, and he has since left the contest. He is still sitting on the Colonel's bench as Brock Vandenberg digs in to begin the second for Beloit. First pitch, misses down and in, taken for ball one. Not sure why Don Cone has left this game, but Salas now plays shortstop, and Kyle Hess makes his return, playing now in center field. 1-0. Is a fly ball right center, racing after it. Hess, he will not get there. One bounce, he plays it. Vandenberg with a wide turn, stops at first base and has a single. His third hit of the series, and he's on to begin the second. So Hess tested right away with that ankle injury, which he is just returning from. Never hit the IL, but has not played since June the 26th in that series against Beloit. Back at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Man aboard to begin the second. Nobody out for Brett Roberts. Scoreless game, bottom two. Chick on the runner, and 6'6" Brock Vandenberg slides back in safely. A first baseman that stands at 6'6", but don't let that fool you, he will run. First pitch to Roberts, he stays. Sends a fastball that misses low for ball one. Vandenberg a steal last night, now 2-for-2 with Beloit. He had a dozen steals with single-A Jupiter to begin this season. 1-0-2 Roberts is on the ground, a short could be two. Salas there, flips to Harry, on to first. It is a twin-killing 6-4-3 double play. Taylor made Salas, Harry, Ruiz, they spin it. And just like that, base is clean with two gone for Jake DeLeo. So two outs for DeLeo. No score, Colonels and Skycar here in the home half of the second. First pitch from Paredes to DeLeo. He's up and in, brushed him back. Fastball at 93. And it is ball one. Righty batter against the righty Paredes. Pauses from the first base side is 0-1. It's a fly ball popped up, shallow right field. Gonzalez racing in, Harry running back there. Gabby calls him off and makes the catch. Sprinting to his left, just time to retire DeLeo. And the sign. So after the double play, Paredes faces the minimum in the defensive half of the second. No runs, no hits, or one hit, and nobody left for Beloit. Top three we go. Scoreless, Colonels and Skycar on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
This game, top three at ABC Supply Stadium. Colonels and Skycar in game two of this series. Blood a win in game one. They won it 5-3 last night. Colonels trying to win their first game at ABC Supply Stadium here in 2024, starting the year 0-3. No score, top three. Lefty Emmett Olson back out there for Beloit. Colonels lefty first baseman Augustine Ruiz digs in. First pitch is down low below the knees, taken for ball one. Up to Olson, work from the windup. Takes back that right leg, now comes home. On a fastball that gets the inside corner, called strike one. Infield plays Ruiz to pull. He grips that all-brown bat with his yellow batting gloves. 1-1. Swing and a miss, wave to the breaking ball, which was in the dirt. And the count goes to 1-2. Ruiz wearing those Red Sox once again. 1-2. Is a check swing. He did not go on a pitch outside the zone. And it's 2-2. Only Colonel that wears those Red Sox. Matches his red jersey and red cleats under his gray pants. Olson's 2-2. It's a ground ball to second. Zamora's right there. Picks it up. Tosses to first in plenty of time. And Ruiz is retired. Six straight gone by for Emmett Olson after the walk of Olivar in the first inning. Base is empty. One gone for Jose Salas in a scoreless game. Top three. Salas against his former team, batting right-handed, 0-3 in the loss last night. First pitch from Olson. He is taken high off the mid of Barstead to the backstop, missing for ball one. This is a Beloit team that relies on their pitching. Olson, the 28th ranked prospect in their system. The Marlins, that is. 1-0. Salas takes down for ball two. Noble Meyer and Thomas White, their 1-2 prospects, are not pitching in this series. 2-0. Salas swings and lines at foul, straight back 2-1. They are both off to the Futures game in Texas this weekend, part of the All-Star festivities at Globe Life Field. So the Colonels catching a break. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. 2-2. Not seeing either of those two arms. Their first two picks from last year, number 1 and number 2, ranked in their system. Olsen, the 28th ranked prospect. Last night's starter, Jacob Miller, was their 15th ranked arm. 2-2. Line drive to short, caught by Olmstead, who leaps and snatches it out of the air at shortstop. Good piece by Salas, who smiles in his old stomping ground dugout on the first base side. Hard line drive caught by his counterpart at shortstop. And the catch made by Jose Salas. So here is Kyle Hess. Lefty batter against the lefty in Olsen. First at bat since June 26th. First pitch. He swings and misses a pitch nowhere near the zone in the dirt, bouncing in for strike one. This was rained on Cohen's spot, who left this game early in this contest. Oh, one swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Only thing that, from the naked eye, could cause Don Cohen to leave the game was that ground ball hit to him back in the first inning. It was on defense. 0-2 in the dirt, taken for a ball. 1-2. It was a one-bout shot to short. Eat him up. Went into left field for a hit. They've got a piece of Don Cohn as it went into left. 1-2. Softly hit, foul by the Beloit first base dugout. It stays 1-2 on Kyle Hess. The wind in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him a strike three. A sweeping slider in there for a strike. Hess goes down whiffing. The second straight frame, a 1-2-3 inning for Olsen ended with a strikeout. Colonels down in order, 1-2-3. Bottom three we go. No score. Colonels and Scott Carr on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
No score, bottom three, Colonels and Skycar near ABC Supply Stadium. Third frame from Mike Paredes, who has tossed a pair of scoreless innings. Right-hander going for his third consecutive outing of three at least innings on the mound. He's faced seven batters across two scoreless frames. He will face 8-9-1. Barstead, Johnson, and Coley for the Skycar here in this third inning. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday. Calvin Cristoforo with you. Colonels trying to get the win column here in Wisconsin, which has not been an easy thing to do. Colonels just 2-9 in this state in 2024. Here is Barstead batting lefty against the righty Paredes, who sets and fires his first pitch. Ground ball to short. First chance for Jose Salas there, who gobbles it up. Spins one to first base in time to retire Barstead for the first down in the fourth frame. Or third frame, that is. Ground out right to Jose Salas. He was in for Raindon Cohn, who has left this game with what we assume must have been some sort of injury sustained in that ground ball hit to him at shortstop back in the first inning. Here's Osiris Johnson for Beloit. Takes one outside, missing ball one. Not sure what else it could be for Don Cohn. Of course, could be under the weather of something of that sort. But he's left his contest. 1-0. Fastball missing outside. And it's two balls and no strikes on Osiris Johnson. Bottom three, no score. Honey. Beautiful night here in Beloit. Blue skies and white puffy clouds overhead. 2-0. Check swing and a strike called anyway. And a breaking ball down in the zone. It's 2-1. Good crowd for a Wednesday here at the ballpark. With that drone show coming up post-game. Should be fun. Paredes is 2-1. Johnson does a vicious cut and misses. On a pitch down in the zone, it's 2-2. Now, Cyrus Johnson is one of the most explosive whipping swings you will see. He does not get cheated. The guy in the Jazz just one home run of the season, hitting 200, one homer, and at 19 RBI. Paredes is 2-2. Is a ball bounding foul on the third baseline. Into the Colonel's dugout, and it stays at 2-2. Johnson, a second round pick way back in 2018 at a high school in California. Drafted at the time as a shortstop. The 2-2 to him is a fly ball shallow right field. Gonzalez sauntering in, makes the head high catch, and Johnson hits the second out in the third. So good work from Pareda so far. One time through, 2 2/3 scoreless at just 22 pitches. He's been automatic as of late. Base is empty, two gone for Mark Coley. And a scoreless game, bottom three. Right on right, first pitch. In there for a strike on one. Righty continuing to struggle against Pareda on this season. They are 0-7 against him. One time through tonight. He is 0-1. Breaking ball, check swing, yes he did. On a pitch down and away, it's 0-2. Paredes at just 24 pitches. Coming off a season high 57 last time out. He could get through four or five at this pace. All right, he's 0-2. Off the end of the bat, nubbing foul towards the Beloit dugout. And it's 1-2. Exactly at this pace, he's on track to go 5 1/3. And he gets Coley out in the next couple of pitches. Double it, it'd be 6 innings of work in under 60 pitches. Trying to get through Coley. He's 0-2 once more. Fastball foul tipped, nearly caught by Bias, but off his shoulder. Back to the backstop. And the count stays at 0-2. Coley bats with his pants pulled up over top of his knees. The controversial baseball look with those black socks pulled up high. The 0-2. Fastball taken high. It is 1-2. Some folks would call that their baseball ick. Those pants pulled up way tall. Coley rocks him with those really short white pants. He waits the 1-2. Here it comes. Breaking ball popped up, foul territory back by the Beloit dugout. Baez gives the look, but he is out of room. About 7 or 8 rows up on the right side. Under the Wisco on a stick stand here at the ballpark. Not sure I've tried that out. Wisco on a stick. One of the stands here at ABC Supply. 1-2, breaking ball again, flared, this time foul, but with room is Ruiz on the first base side. He reaches up to make the catch, drifting towards the brown turf on the warning track in shallow right field. Ruiz makes the catch, and down goes Coley to end the frame. It's a 1-2-3 third for Mike Paredes, who is continuing to roll, and we go to the fourth. No score, Colonels and Skycarp. Top four we go on your home for Colonels Baseball, Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The Colonels are the 2023 Midwest League champions, and now you can train like the pros in the Colonels Annex. This brand new facility built to MLB specifications is now available for baseball and softball teams to rent. Bring your team and train like the Colonels do using Minnesota Twins approved pitching machines, mounds, and other equipment. Contact Allie Mormon today to check availability and schedule your visit. You can also reserve the cages online at Colonels.com. This is your chance to use the same batting cage facility as the Midwest League champion Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Whether you're rounding third base or walking in the front door, there's no place like home. Visit Nationwide.com to learn more about protecting your family, business, and future. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. No score, Colonels and Skycar. Top four, we go to ABC Supply Stadium. Good start for both Evan Olson and Mike Paredes, the two starters on the mound for Beloit and Cedar Rapids, respectively. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday, game two of the set, Colonels and Skycar. Cedar Rapids in first place at 11-5 in the second half standings. Coming off a loss last night, looking for their fifth win in six tries this evening. No score, top four, Colonels and Skycar. Lefty Emmett Olson back out there for Beloit. Will face 2, 3, and 4. The righty DH, Ricardo Oldebar, digs in. Out of the wineworks, Olson, his first pitch home. It's a breaking ball that misses low for ball one on Oldebar. Ollie, the lone Colonels base runner so far in this game. 1-0. Swings and misses, good changeup by him. And it's 1-1. Oldebar took ball four back in the first inning. Extending his on-base streak to a team season high, 24 games. 1-1, swing and a miss. Good pitch by him as well, outside corner. It is 1-2. Ollie calls his timeout. Now digs back in with those yellow batting gloves. 1-2, just misses off the outside corner. Tried a fastball on the outer edge. Ollie spits on it. And the count draws even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch, down and away, ball three. It's 3-2. Olson, who's retired 8 straight after that walk, certainly in a rhythm right now, working very, very quick. The lefty's full count pitch. Oldebar takes inside corner, strike three called, got him looking. Strikeout number 4 for Olson. He strikes out Oldebar, now 9 straight retired. Through 3 in the third hitless innings. With 4 strikeouts. No score. Pitcher's duel early. Bases empty. 1 gone. Top 4 for Gabby. First pitch is down in the zone. Taking ball 1 on the Colonel's right fielder. Gonzalez 0 for 1. Popped up to second back in the first frame. 1-0. Gets the outside corner. Called a strike. 1-1. Wind blows gently out to left center field for Gonzalez. 1-1. Nubs it back behind home plate. That count goes to 1-2. On this Bark in the Park drone night. Good crowd here at ABC Supply Stadium. For Wednesday evening. The 1-2 is taken too high on the 5'10" Gonzalez. It is 2-2. Olson nods, now fires. And Gonzalez checks his swing. Knocks it back towards the screen, first base side. Hangs alive. And it's 2-2 still. Gabby batting with his gray pants pulled up high. Navy socks underneath. The 2-2. Breaking ball sky to center. Back for Johnson. He's got room. Strolling to his left to make the hat-eye catch. And retire Gonzalez for the second out in the inning. The beat goes on for Emmett Olson. He's retired now, 10 straight Colonels. Base is empty, 2 gone for Mineson, betting righty against the lefty. And what is a scoreless game, top 4. Former Nebraska Cornhusker Evan Olson fires, and Mineson breaks his bat, rolls with a second. There is Zamora up with it, tosses to first, in time for the out. As the shrapnel flies over top of the Colonel's dugout, sitting on the top of the Colonel's dugout and dropping back down into Jordan Carr's hands. Watch out in that Colonel's dugout as Maiton shatters his bat on a grounded to second to end the fourth. 3 straight 1-2-3 frames for Emmett Olson. He has gone 4 hitless innings. And we go to the bottom of the fourth in what is a scoreless game. Colonels and Skycar
on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Invisible Hearing Solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help, so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with their cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services. CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net.
Hi, this is Colonels Manager Brian Dinkwin, and you're listening to the Midwest League Champs on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Early signs of a pitcher's duel here at ABC Supply Stadium. Bottom four we go, no score, Colonels and Scott Carr. Four no innings for Emmett Olson, four Beloit. His counterpart, Mike Paredes, has gone three scoreless, tossing a 1-2-3 third. 2-3-4, Olmstead, Zamora, and Bullard. Right on right, first pitch to Johnny Olmstead. Here it is. Breaking ball that misses off the outside corner, called ball one. A home run last night for Olmstead, who has picked up some power as the weather has warmed, which makes sense for the Southern California kid. The 1-0-2. Line drive left field, that's down for a hit. And rolls to Urbina in left. And not for Olmstead, who homered last night. The third Beloit single. And he's aboard with one out for Josh Zamora. Zamora singled back in the first inning. The ground is short that we think ended rain on Cohen's night as it ate him up at the shortstop spot. Salas now playing short. First pitch from Paredes to Zamora goes to first base instead, and Olmstead slides back in safely. Olmstead or Zamora, who went just 2-for-21 in the series against Wisconsin, already 3-for-5 in this set. Paredes now comes home, first pitch. Misses off the outside corner, ball one. Zamora now hitting 300 against the Colonels in his 13 games, 306, with five homers and nine RBI. 1-0. This time again, misses outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Was 10-for-24 with four home runs in Cedar Rapids a couple of weeks back. The 2-0 from Paredes. Breaking ball fouled off, straight back. It is 2-1. Won the Midwest League Player of the Week honors that week. The Colonels won at 5-6 games against the Sky Carp. Zamora still honored after hitting four home runs in that series. Seeing Paredes for the second time, whose 35th pitch comes home. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And it's strike two. An efficient 35 for Paredes. Nobody out, bottom four. And on first base for Zamora. And what is a scoreless game, game two of the set. Colonels and Sky Carp. Paredes working strictly from the stretch with his baseball-themed glove. The righty's 2-2. Runner goes from first, pitches a ground ball to short. Salas is there, scoops on the run, throws. That is in time to retire Zamora. On a good scoop by Ruiz at first base. Olmstead stays out at two, although it would have been tough to turn anyway. Outmade at first base. One is on it now second with one gone for Tony Bullard. Good play by Salas racing up the middle. Gloved, moving to his left, tossed across his body. In time to retire Zamora for the first out in this frame. Olmstead's on second with one gone for Tony Bullard. Right on right, first pitch. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball, which missed outside. Bullard chased it. It's strike one. First batter to reach second base for either team in this game is Olmstead with one gone in the fourth. The 0-1. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Called strike two. Colonels have no hits. Beloit has three, all singles. A third of those singles is Johnny Olmstead, who stands on second base. No balls, two strikes on Bullard. Paredes readies, looks back to second, now comes home. Breaking ball, a lunging swing, blooping behind Ruiz. That falls just foul. Bullard on pitch, well in the dirt, down and away. Nearly threw his bat at the ball. Looped it over Ruiz's head at first base, but it was inches foul of the white turf line down the right field line. Colonels catch a break, and the count stays 0-2 on Bullard, who has shown he will expand the zone with breaking balls. Let's see if Paredes goes right back out there as he delivers his 0-2. It is a breaking ball, and Bullard just got a piece. Foul tip. Baez nearly caught it. Instead, it goes back to the screen, and the count stays 0-2. Olmstead on second, no score, with one gone, bottom four. Bullard fighting, still behind 0-2. Paredes sets and tosses. Fastball lined right field. In comes Gonzalez. He will stop and play it on one bounce. Olmstead had to pause. He goes station to station and will stop at third. And finally, Bullard got what he wanted, a fastball, and he didn't miss it. Smacked it into right field at 95 off the bat. On the corners with one gun for Vandenberg, who singled it back in the second. So a chance for Beloit to strike first. They went up top. They went on top 3-0 last night in their 5-3 victory. Slightly open stance left side for Vandenberg. First pitch from Paredes is outside, missing ball one. Brock Vandenberg, in just his second series with Beloit, is already 3-for-5 in this set with a pair of RBI. Their 18th ranked prospect in the Marlins system. That's with the sport goggles on. 1-0. Foul it straight back, 1-1. A third round pick from Michigan State in last year's draft for a massive season with the Spartans. 400 on the year. One, down and in, taken for ball two. It's 2-1. And an OPS of over 1,200 with Michigan State, 13 home runs, and at 69 RBI in his final year in Lansing. Check on the runner. Back in safely is Bullard. Last year became just the second Michigan State player to become an academic and athletic All-American in the same season. Brock Vandenberg. The 2-1 to him is a foul ball left side at a play down by the Rock River. And it's 2-2. Drafted in the third round last year. Signed for just over 900,000. Big dude at 6'6". He runs well for his size. 6'6", 230. Paredes is 2-2. Down and in, got him swinging strike three. A great breaking ball down by his ankles. And Vandenberg whiffs for a big out number two. Just the second punch out for Paredes, and they stay on first and third. With now two gone for Brett Roberts. No score, bottom four. First and third for Roberts. Paredes hunting for scoreless innings. Right on right, his first pitch to Roberts. It's a fastball taken high, ball one. Already a season best Three and two-thirds innings for Paredes, who sits at 47 pitches. A.J. Labis starting to get loose in the Colonels' bullpen as the 1-0 comes home. And Roberts grounds it left field into left for a hit. Olmstead trots home to score. And Brett Roberts in his first game back, or his first hit back, after coming off the 60-day injured list, puts Beloit on the scoreboard with an RBI single to left field. It is 1-0, Sky Card. It sparks A.J. Angulo to chat with Paredes as now Labis starts to throw in the Colonel's bullpen. Interesting setup here at Beloit with the bullpens in left field. Labis wants to throw on the far mound. It's the Colonel's bullpen who had been sitting down on the bench behind the pitcher's mound. They all come to their feet and press against the fence in left field, giving room for Labis to start to throw. They have their hands up against that fence. The kids trapped outside the target field trying to look in into the ballpark when it's closed. Conversation comes to an end as Paredes retoes the rubber. 48 pitches. Colonels down 1-0 on the RBI single by Brett Roberts, his first since his return off the injured list. Not out of the woods yet. First and second with two gone for Jake DeLeo. Beloit on top 1-0. Bottom four. First pitch from Paredes is a swing and a miss. Some good breaking ball working down and away. It is 0-1. DeLeo's 0-for-1 popped up to right field to end the second. Beloit, one run, five hits, all singles off Paredes. A righty from the first base side comes home. 0-1 is a swing and a miss. It's 0-2. Colonels have no hits. Four hitless innings from Emmett Olson. Goes off to a great start for the Skycar. Paredes on top of the batter, DeLeo, 0-2. Looking to stop the damage in this fourth frame. Already sets at the belt, looks to second twice. Now a third time, is 0-2. Breaking ball, DeLeo checked his swing and held back. Got a pitch outside. It is 1-2. Bellard on second, Roberts on first base, one run home on the Roberts RBI single. Colonels down 1-0, bottom four. Paredes is 1-2. Breaking ball again, foul tipped, caught by Baez for strike three. DeLeo can't believe Baez caught that ball. He did to complete the strikeout and end the fourth. Paredes gets two strikeouts in the frame, but Beloit does strike for the first run of this ballgame. One run on three hits and two left for Beloit. We have played four full. Skycarp 1, Colonels nothing on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun.
Blake strikes first and the RBI is single by Brett Roberts. Put the Skycarp on top, 1-0. That's our score, top five back at ABC Supply Stadium. Looks like the night is done for Mike Paredes. Handshake to the dugout. Congratulations from Dinkelman and Arjenis Angulo. four one-run frames. He sees it best now in innings. Four frames for Prentice. Beloit on top, 1-0. In the top of the fifth. Lefty Emmett Olson back out there for his fifth inning. The Colonels ready catcher Nate Baez in to greet him to start this fifth frame. Out of the line, first pitch from Olson to Baez. Is on the outside corner, called strike one. Four hitless innings for Olson. He's allowed just one base runner. A walk to Olivar back in the first frame. 0-1. Misses in. And it's 1-1. After that walk, 11 straight sat down from the fourth round selection in last year's draft, Emmett Olson. 1-1. Baez swings and misses. A wild cut on a pitch outside the zone. It's 1-2. Nate playing his first game in this series, 0-1. Rolled to third, back in the second. Chokes up on that bat, down 1-2. He grounds one to short softly, cut off by Boat at third, who sets his feet, throws across the diamond in time. Retired Baez in the broken back ground ball for the first down in the fifth. So making 12 straight sat down from Olson. Baez is gone for the first down in the Colonel's half of the fifth. Skycarp on top, 1-0 on the Brett Roberts RBI single. Base is empty, one gone for Jay Harry. First pitch from Olson, left on left. It's taken up and in for strike one. Or ball one, that is, on Harry. He's trying to figure things out at home plate. 0-5 so far in this set. Takes the 1-0 pitch down and in, and it is ball two. Harry just 3-for-13 in the series against Quad Cities. The 2-0 is outside ball three, 3-0. Has put two batting gloves on. He's now switched his batting gloves from the red ones to the blue ones he wears. Also batting with a new bat in this at-bat. On top, three balls, no strikes in the pitch. He is in the dirt. He walked him on four. So Olson, who is rolling, blocks Harry, who's been struggling. And it's a one-out base runner in the Colonel's half of the fifth for Misael Urbina. 1-0 Beloit, top five. Man aboard for Urbina with one gone. Misael batting righty. Some back from the stretch, his first pitch. Down and in, taking ball one. And it's five straight balls. First time Olsen's out of the stretch since the first frame. In 1-2-3 innings in the second, third, and fourth. The lefty's 1-0. Urbina lines it to third. Good pick by Bullard, who goes to second. Zamora's on the first for an easy 5-4-3. Double play. Good pick by Bullard on one bounce. A line drive, he scooped it. Tossed to second once he gloved it. Easy two when the ball hits so hard to the hot corner. It's a 5-4-3 double play. For the third or fourth now straight frame, the lefty Olson faces the minimum. You're halfway home through 4.5. Colonels down 1-0 under home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
When you plan for your future, dreams can come true with Jerry-Ask Investment Services. Go the distance with their award-winning staff who will help you focus on the future you envision. Give them a call or visit their website at jkainvest.com for a complimentary consultation.
There's nothing better than a game.
A great tasting Miller Lite.
It's less filling than Miller Lite.
Tastes great. And how'd you get up here?
It's less filling. And I use my arms.
Never understood this argument. Miller Lite is both, right? Isn't that kind of its thing?
There's a door?
I've given this a lot of thought, guys, so just bear with me. Let it be both, all right? Now, there's a security guard coming by. Just be cool. Where am I sitting?
Sitting?
A lot of guys in the suite.
1-0 Skycarp on top, bottom five at ABC Supply Stadium. Cool moment in between innings. They do a, what they call a catch-up chase here in Bullitt between frames, where they open up the gate in right center field. And youngsters sprint after a Skycarp employee rocking a ketchup bottle costume. But they go right around Gabby Gonzalez's position, so Gabby out there giving high fives to the kids running after the ketchup bottle in between frames. A.J. Labus is on, and Barstead crushes the first pitch fastball. High in the air, deep right center. Hess is turning back, and that ball's not coming back. A first pitch ambush for Cameron Barstead. Got a first pitch fastball from Labus and crushes it. Out to right center field for a solo home run. And Beloit has doubled their lead. It is 2-0. So 2-0 Beloit as Labus just gets warmed up. His first pitch down to Osiris Johnson. Misses outside ball one. Labus has allowed first pitch home runs on a couple different occasions this year. He is 1-0. Swing and a miss. Fastball by Johnson. And it's 1-1. Most recently, last week against Quad Cities, on the 4th of July, allowed a three-run shot. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. The first pitch he tossed in relief came on with runners on first and second and served up a three-run shot to Carter Jensen. Tonight the Beloit catcher gets him with a solo shot and it's 2-0. 1-2, breaking ball, punched foul, first base side. And it stays 1-2. The windy and the 1-2. Breaking ball, which misses down, and the count draws even 2-2. AJ working from the first base side. It is 2-2. It's a handcuffing swing roll to short. Salas is there, has to hurry, tosses off balance in time at first base for a bang, bang, out number one. Good play by Jose. Osiris Johnson runs very well. The ball hit softly. Salas transfers and throw is in time for the first down for AJ Labus. One is gone for the top of the order. Here's Mark Coley. He takes a fastball outside corner, called strike one. Labus making his 23rd appearance. He is 4-3 with a 4.75 ERA. A one. Line drive left center field, that's down for a hit. Urbina racing to cut it off. Coley thinking two. Urbina spin throws to second offline. And Coley slides in with a hustle one-out double. First slide by Coley, who slipped out of the batter's box. It didn't matter as he raced towards second and beat the throw in from Urbina. It's a home run, a ground out, and a double for A.J. Labus against the Skycarp order in relief of Mike Paredes. Carp on top, 2-0. In on second with one gone for Johnny Olmstead. Right and right. AJ now from the stretch, his first pitch. Coley runs for third, pitches down and in, and no chance to take down Coley. No throw by Baez. It was a massive jump by Coley, who stole it strictly off the pitcher. Coley was a dive away from third when Baez caught it. He wisely puts it in his pocket. The infield now comes in. 0-1. Fly ball hit well again left center field. Hess sprinting after it for the warning track in left center. He looks up to make the catch on the track. But plenty deep to plate Coley, who comes home to score to make it 3-0 Beloit. Olmstead continues his hot start in this series. It is 3-0 Skycar. Bottom five. Base is empty. Two gone now for Josh Shimura. First pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike inside corner. 0-1. Oh, Zamora's 1-for-2, singled back in the first inning. 0-1. Gets the outside corner, called strike. It is 0-2. The Colonels' struggles continue in this ballpark. Winless here this year. Looking for their first one. Trailing for the second straight night, 3-0. The 0-2. Off the hands. Falling fast right field. That's down for a hit in front of Gonzalez. A blooping off the hands, opposite field single for Zamora. Doesn't matter. He gets on against the Colonels. His second straight multi-hit game to begin this series. He's now 4-for-7. And is 14 for his last 31 against Cedar Rapids. Arjenis Angulo back up to chat with Labus. He's allowed him 2 runs and 3 hits. First inning in relief. Three nothing Sky Carp, bottom five. Beloit has 8 hits. The Colonels have none. Trailing 3-0 in the fifth inning. Is Tony Bullard. 3-0 Sky Carp. Colonel's bullpen is moving, but at the moment empty. Righty batter against the righty Labus, who works back out of the windup, or a stretch, I should say. His first pitch to Bullard is a fly ball center field, skied high and deep. Hess racing back. He has room, though, to pull up and make the catch on the precipice of the warning track, where the turf changes from green to brown to make the catch to retire the side. But the Sky Carp add 2 on the home run by Barstead in the sack fly from Olmstead. We have played 5 full. Sky Carp on top, 3-0 on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything minor league baseball. Download the app today and watch every single minor league baseball game absolutely free. You can chat, you can interact with other fans, play daily games, and win prizes. Plus, you're going to get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
The world of real estate is complex, but with the Cedar Rapids Area Association of Realtors, achieving your happily ever after has never been easier. When you work with a local realtor, you have an expert partner who knows the market, someone who handles complex negotiations, and who works to get you the most equity from selling your home and the best deal when buying. They'll work tirelessly to ensure your housing dreams come true. So whether you're buying or selling, don't go it alone. Work with a local realtor and achieve your happily ever after.
At ABC Supply Stadium. Beloit on top, 3-0. It's an RBI single by Roberts in the fourth to make it 1-0. Home run by Barstead, sack fly by Olmstead to make it 3-0 now in the top of the sixth frame. 3-0 Skycarp, top six. Sixth frame for Evan Olson. Lefty who's gone 5 hitless innings. Lefty Augustine Ruiz greets him. Left on left, first pitch home. Is down and in, taking ball one on Ruiz. 8-9-1, Ruiz Salas and Hess, who's in there in replacement of Rain Doncone. 1-0. Gets the outside corner, called a strike. A fastball 1-1. Infield plays Ruiz to pull. 1-1. Line drive right back off of Olson, who knocks it down, scoops it up, and tosses to first in time for the out. 1-0-4 off the bat, right back to Emmett Olson. Got a lot of glove on it, protecting his throwing hand. He knocked it down right in front of him. Picked it up, tops to first in time to retire Ruiz for the first out of the sixth inning. Billy Gardner, the manager for Beloit, is going to run out to check on Olsen, who said, no, I'm good. Get back in the dugout. Salas digs in, first pitch, misses outside, ball one. Salas batting lefty. That is Midwest tough from Ed Olsen, who's back out there for his 1-0. And it's down in the zone, missing ball two, 2-0. The left-hander out of the University of Nebraska. Midwest kid from Illinois. Now in Midwest League with the Skycar. It's 2-0. Salas swings and pops it foul straight back. It is 2-1. Olsen 5 1/3, no hit innings. Is 1-2. It's the inside corner, called strike two. It is 2-2. Salas lined to shortstop back in the third frame. He's 0-1. Behind Olsen, one ball, two strikes. Lefty hunting strikeout number 5. Out of the wind is pitch. Breaking ball, foul tipped, caught by Barstead, strike 3. It is in fact strikeout number 5 for the left-hander Olsen, who has gone 2 times around the order without allowing a hit. Base is empty, 2 gone, top 6, 3-0 Skycar. Colonels are hitless. As we flip back to the top for Kyle Hess. Lefty batter, lefty Olsen. And the first pitch is down and in, but swung through and missed for strike 1. Hess replacing Rain Don Cone, who left this game back in the second. Not really sure why. 0-1. Down and away, 1-1. Only thing that happened was a ground ball hit to him at shortstop. That kind of went off his body into left field for a hit. Don Cone's still in the Colonel's dugout. 1-1. Misses inside. Did it hit him? Yes, it did. It got him. Just nicked that navy blue elbow guard for Hess that he wears on the front right elbow. And it's a hit by pitch for just the Colonel's third base runner of the contest. Two walks and hit batter. Only two runners aboard, issued by the lefty in Olsen. Chance for Oldebar. Colonel's down 3-0. In the top of the sixth frame, first pitch is way high, missing above the zone. It's 1-0. Ollie's 0-1. Now a 24 game on base streak after walking back in the first inning. 1-0. Fastball taken low, and it misses ball two. Close pitch, called a ball. Hitters count for Olivar. No balls, two strikes, two balls, no strikes. 2-0 on Ollie. Olsen readies and tosses. Olivar swings and skies it high in the air at shallow left field. Shortstop Olmstead stocking it, and he makes the hat-high catch to retire Olivar and the side. Nothing comes with the hit by pitch. Evan Olsen has gone 6 no-hit innings. And after 5.5, it is 3-0 Skycar on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Insurance isn't our only passion at UFG Insurance. We're dedicated to supporting the communities where we live and work. We proudly offer our employees paid time off to volunteer. Their work is making a positive difference across the U.S. UFG's Go Beyond Award is presented to one employee annually for exceptional community service. Striving to deliver on our promises is more than what we do. It's who we are. For a company promising community support, think UFG.
Colonels have been no hit through six. Second frame for A.J. Latus on in relief. Right-hander to keep this a three-run game. Colonels trailing in the last of the sixth frame. We lost game one of the set, 5-3. Now there've been no hit through six. Buck Brandenburg begins this sixth frame for Beloit. Lefty batter against the righty Labus. Kind of the line to Yorks, his first pitch. It's a fastball taken outside corner, called strike one. Infield plays Brandenburg pulside. Labus winds and tosses his pitch. Misses down and in. And it's one and one on the Beloit first baseman. Brandenburg's one for two, both against the starter Paredes, who allowed one run across four strong innings. 1-1 to him. It's a fastball that gets the inside corner, called strike two, and it's 1-2. The 1-2 is again just a hair low. The count has drawn even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Labus hunting his first strikeout in relief. From the first base side, he winds and tosses. A breaking ball that misses in. The count is run full on Brock Brandenburg. The former Michigan State Spartan, 6'6" first baseman. The payoff is up and away, ball four, he walked him. Non-competitive pitch with the count at 3-2. Well up and outside the zone. He got made aboard for Beloit. Tries to expand their three-run lead in the home half of the sixth inning. Gabriel Yana is up and tossing in the Colonels' bullpen. Colonels down by 3 runs, bottom six. They have yet to get a hit tonight. Off of Emmett Olson. Robert squares to bunt, pulls back, and it misses outside. It is ball one on the Beloit DH. Roberts one for two, put the Skycarp on the board with an RBI single. Back in the fourth, his first hit back from the injured list. Labus is 1-0. Get the inside corner. The count has drawn even, 1-1. The first base side, Labus runnies. He is 1-1. Foul back. The count is 1-2. Roberts spent 1 year at Florida State after a couple of seasons at Tennessee State. Late round draft pick a couple years ago. Runner goes 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three through the second is past Harry Nearly, who dives to make the catch on one bounce, trying to get to go into center field. Roberts down on strikes, first punch out for Labus, but the second is not in time. But they call something. Brandenburg walking back to first base. And he's walking back towards the dugout. Interference called on the batter, Brett Roberts. So the runner is out. So it is a striking out, throw out double play with interference. On the batter, Roberts swinging, missing at strike three. So two are gone for DeLeo. And the first pitch misses the outside corner. No, it doesn't. Gets the outside corner. A fastball called strike one. So base is empty. Two gone. 3-0 Skycarp, bottom six. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball by him. It's 0-2. Labus now can make this a quick sixth inning. On top of DeLeo, no balls, two strikes, who calls his timeout. AJ never leaves the rubber through DeLeo's timeout. A deep breath, he's ready to go. Kicks his left foot back, now pitches home. 0-2 breaking ball, misses down and away. It's 1-2. Deep breath from AJ. Is 1-2 home. Outside and low again. It's gone even 2-2. Skycarp got one back in the fourth, two in the fifth. They lead at 3-0. In the bottom of the sixth inning. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Chased a breaking ball outside the zone, and DeLeo is down swinging to end the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left. We go to the seventh. Colonels hitless, looking to get in the hit column when we come back. And home for Colonels Baseball. Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Life has a way of throwing curveballs. Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, you may have questions about what comes next and if you're ready financially. You don't have to prepare alone. Jerry Ask Investment Services specializes in retirement income planning, so your wealth can work just as hard as you do. Call Jerry Ask Investment Services to schedule a complimentary consultation. We look forward to welcoming you to our winning team.
Need protection that bats 1,000? Add Nationwide to your starting lineup. Learn more about how Nationwide can protect your family, business, and future at nationwide.com. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. Skycar, top seven back at ABC Supply Stadium. It is the seventh frame for Emmett Olson, who has gone six no-hit inning. Colonels have had three base runners, two walks, and hit by pitch. Colonels trailing by three. They've lost the first three games in this ballpark this year. They were winless at ABC Supply Stadium. They lost last night 5-3 in game one. Lead of the order here for Olson, back for his seventh inning of work. Lefty will get Gonzalez, Maiton, Baez. Righty, switch, righty in the seventh frame. 3-0 Skycarp, top seven. Lefty Olson back to work. Righty, Gabby Gonzalez digs in. And the first pitch. It's a fastball that gets the outside corner for strike one. The lefty Emmett Olson at six no-hit innings. His pitch is in the dirt, and he misses on Gonzalez. Now with just 75 pitches behind Gabby, two balls, no strikes. Lefty sets at the belt, his pitch. Gonzalez taps it foul, third base line. It is 2-1. Colonels have already been no hit this year. That came back in early June at Lansing in the third game of that series. The 2-1. Is taking high, ball three. It is 3-1. Or no, it's not. It's 2-2 on Gonzalez. The pitch down in the zone, taking ball three. It's run full, 3-2. Gabby running an 8-game hitting streak right now, which is in jeopardy. 3-2. Line drive to third, caught by a slotting Tony Beller. A step and a dive to his right. Wasn't hit all that hard, but a good play by Bullard, slotting to his right to make the catch on Gonzalez for the first down in the seventh. 8 outs to go for Olson and Beloit. Colonels down 3-0, bases empty, and one gone for Kevin Maiton. Colonels down by a trio. First pitch, Maiton swings and crushes it. High in the air, deep center field. Johnson racing back, he is turning back, and that ball is gone. It's the Colonels' first hit of the night, and it's a line drive homer to center off the batter's eye for Kevin Maiton to put the Colonels in the hit column and the run column. It's a solo shot, and it's 3-1 Beloit. He stung it off the batter's eye in center at 108 off the bat. Here is Baez, who takes one outside corner, called strike one. A one in there for a strike, 0-2. No balls, two strikes on Baez. Colonels are on the board on the solo home run by Kevin Maiton. Maiton's fifth of the season, his fourth batting right-handed. So is Baez, the pitch.
Line drive right field, sending Coley racing back. He's not going to get there. It takes one bounce off the top of the wall. Baez in the second. He will put the brakes on there. And after no runs through six and a third on no hits, it's a home run and a double. And just like that, the game's tying run will come to the plate in the form of Jay Harry. Opposite field, two-bagger for Baez. A home run and a double. And here come the Colonels. And suddenly a two-run game, 3-1. Colonels down 3-0, but it seems like a lot more than that with them being held hitless. And now a Maiton home run. And a Baez double. And there comes Jay Harry batting left on left. That's the game's tying run. 3-1 Skycar, top seven, first pitch. Is a check swing, pitch called a strike anyway, on the outside corner. It is strike one. Jay's 0 for 1, grounded to second and walked. Oh, 1 to him. Swing and a miss, 0 and 2. Harry now with a different bat than he typically uses, and rocking two batting gloves. Was walked on four pitches back in the fifth frame. Now behind Olsen, 0-2, his pitch just misses down and in. A fastball taken, 1-2. Kyle Krieger tossing in the bullpen for Beloit. Yanez still tossing for the Colonel. Olsen's 1-2. He's outside, taking ball two. The count draws even, 2-2. Misael Urbina is next. Beloit 3, Colonels 1, top 7. Olsen trying to truck through 7 frames. Here comes his 87th pitch. And it's a fastball down and away, ball 3 on Harry. If Harry reaches, that would most likely do the evening for Evan Olsen. Especially with the righty Urbina on deck. And Krieger, who is a sidewinding right-hander, loose in the pen. The full count pitch, a breaking ball taken up and in, ball four, and Harry takes a walk. The tying runs aboard, the go-ahead runs coming to the plate, and Billy Gardner's headed to the pitcher's mound. He will take out his starter, Emmett Olsen, who went 6 no-hit innings, but has run into some trouble here in the seventh. The Maiton home run, the Baez double, and now the Harry ball four. 3-1, Colonels in the hole, but with 2 on and just 1 out. Down 3-1 in the 7th. Krieger coming on. We'll tell you more when we come back on your home for Colonels baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Today's game is brought to you by Oatly, the official oat milk for the minor league of baseball, including all 121 of its professional teams, and especially the Malmo Oat Milkers. But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Welcome to Limitless Health Chiropractic, where family wellness takes center stage. Our office is dedicated to creating a warm and inviting atmosphere, ensuring every member of your family feels comfortable and cared for. From gentle adjustments for the little ones to tailored wellness plans for adults, we're committed to promoting overall health and preventing future issues. Let us help your family grow into the limitless possibilities of life.
Kevin Maiton, a double by Baez, and a walk from Harry. And now in the top of the seventh, down by just 2-3-1. Have runners on first and second with one gone from Misael Urbina. Night done for Emmett Olsen, who can go from 6 no-hit innings to a no decision if the Colonels can tie this game. Kyle Krieger, the right-hander on for Beloit, his 22nd appearance of the year. He is 3-0 with an ERA just south of 5. Baez on second, Harry first for Urbina, right on right. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike going one. Urbina seeing it really well as of late, entering play with hits in 8 of his last 9. Krieger's 0-1. Is a ground ball tap to short. Third baseman Bullard goes to first base, his only play. It's close, but Urbina's out there for the second out of the inning. Up to third base goes Baez. Up to second goes Harry. Two ducks in the pond for Augustine Ruiz. The Colonels down by 2 in the top of the 7th frame. Three to one Beloit. Top 7. Lefty Ruiz is in there. First pitch from Krieger. Misses outside. Ball 1. Ruiz 0 for 2 in a really odd stretch right now. He is just 4 for his last 33 at the plate. 1-0. He is just low, taken for ball 2. But all 4 of those hits have gone for extra bases. 3 home runs and a double, like his wall ball double, and the Colonels lost last night. On top, 2-0 with the pitch. Is at the top of the zone, called strike 1. Ruiz has not singled since June 19th against Peoria. So 3 weeks ago. The 2-1. Outside, it's ball 3, 3-1. A damage count for Ruiz, who has turned into the kid that has only hit home runs. Baez leads from second, or Baez from third, Harry second. The pitch is a fly ball right center field, fairly deep. Johnson sprinting back by the warning track. He runs it down and makes the catch. Over his shoulder in right center to retire Ruiz, who just missed it and the side in the 7th frame. Colonels get one, but that is all. We stretch at ABC Supply. Skycarp 3, Colonels 1 on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Pitching changes this season are sponsored by Collins Community Credit Union. Collins Community Credit Union is proud to support Cedar Rapids and its surrounding communities since 1940. Visit collinscu.org to learn how you can join the community that has your back.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Colonels getting the board. A home run by Kevin Maiton. Believe runners on second and third, as Beloit remains in the lead by 2-3-1. Bottom 7 we go at ABC Supply Stadium. Gabriel Yanez is the third Colonels pitcher this evening. Yanez out of the pen. Left-hander makes his 23rd appearance of the season. He is 4-2 with a 1.50 ERA. Last time out, though, picked up his second loss of the year on July 3 at Quad Cities. Allowed 4 runs. Or 3 runs, 2 earned runs on 4 hits, and just an inning and 2/3 as he blew a save in a Colonels loss. Lefty Cameron Barstead greets him. First pitch is a line drive, softly hit, foul territory left field side, and it's strike 1 on Barstead. Barstead crushed a home run last time off of the righty Labus, a no doubt shot to right center field. His first start in this series. That was his 6th home run of the year. He's one for two. A one. He's down in the dirt, taken for a ball. And the count goes even, one and one. Davis ready, uses 1-1. Swing and a miss. Giannis, that is, throws it by the batter, Barstead. And the count's in Giannis' favor, 1-2. The 24-year-old for El Tigre, Venezuela, Gabriel Giannis, will turn 25 on July the 22nd. His 1-2 is a check swing. Barstead went, strike three. Baez applies the tag. Barstead, a strikeout victim, to begin the seventh for Giannis. So bases empty, one gone for Osiris Johnson. Colonels down 3-1. There were no hit through six innings. Got a home run by Maiton in the seventh. Left runners on at second and third in that frame. First pitch to Johnson is a whipping swing and a miss. On a fastball by him for strike one. Giannis throws it by Johnson, who continues to be upset with himself. Whiffing and a fastball. 0-1. Squares to bunt. Gets it down first base side. Ruiz gloves. Trying to beat Johnson there, who slides to avoid the tag. But Ruiz got him. On the tag, he applies it on the shoulder of Johnson, who is really upset with himself. Good play by Augustine in just his second start at first base. To apply the tag on Johnson, he tried to avoid him with the slide. Tag applied. The bunt for a hit attempt is snuffed out. And two are gone for Mark Coley. 3-1 Beloit, bottom seven. Bases empty, two gone, first pitch. Coley takes outside corner, called strike one. Righty tossing in the Beloit bullpen. Colonel's bullpen is silent. 0-1 from Giannis. In the dirt, and it's 1-1. The 1-1 on the ground foul, third base side. And the count goes to 1-2. Looks like it's Nigel Belgrave tossing that Beloit bullpen. The right-hander. Colonels down by a pair, 3-1. Trying to avoid dropping the first two games in this series. Giannis is 1-2. Is in the dirt, spiked in for a ball. And the count is 2-2. Colonels down to their final six outs when they bat in the top of the eighth. Down by two late in this contest. Giannis trying to keep it two. Is 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him strike three. Fastball by him to retire Coley and the side. It's a 1-2-3 seventh for Giannis, who picks up strikeouts to start and end the frame. Top eight we go. Sky Carpon top 3-1 on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The Colonels are the 2023 Midwest League champions, and now you can train like the pros in the Colonels Annex. This brand new facility, built to MLB specifications, is now available for baseball and softball teams to rent. Bring your team and train like the Colonels do, using Minnesota Twins approved pitching machines, mounds, and other equipment. Contact Allie Mormon today to check availability and schedule your visit. You can also reserve the cages online at colonels.com. This is your chance to use the same batting cage facility as the Midwest League champion Cedar Rapids Colonels.
Whether you're rounding third base or walking in the front door, there's no place like home. Visit nationwide.com to learn more about protecting your family, business, and future. Nationwide is a proud sponsor of Minor League Baseball. Supply Stadium. Colonels run for their first win over Beloit at this ballpark in 2024. It is, in fact, Nigel Belgrave out of the bullpen for the Sky Carp, the right-hander. Makes his 17th appearance of the season. The right-hander is 2-1 with a 2.50 ERA. Batters hitting just 141 off of Belgrave, who has 28 strikeouts compared to 10 walks.
3-1 Sky Carp. Top 8, Belgrave out there against Salas batting lefty. First pitch. It's a ground ball into center field. Stabbed there by Olmsted. He throws on the first in time for the out. Good play by Olmsted in shallow center, stabbing it and tossing the first to retire with Speedy Salas for the first out in the eighth. One pitch, one out. Salas 0-for-6 in this series. And it's back to the top for Kyle Hess. With the Colonels down by 2-3-1 at top eight. First pitch from Belgrave. Hess takes inside corner, called strike one. Hess is 0-for-1 in replacement of Rain Don Cone, who left this game back in the second. Pitch misses inside and low. It's drawn even 1-1 on Hess. Kyle's first game back since his ankle injury 2 weeks ago. Never went on the IL, and he's back in there tonight. Belgrave's 1-1. He's down in the dirt, and it's 1-2. Trying to set the table for the big boys on deck. Oldevar and Gonzalez who await behind Hess. Belgrave's 2-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him at 94. And the count draws even 2-2. Beloit, 3 runs on 8 hits, no errors. 1 run on 2 hits, no errors for the Colonels. Down by 2, top 8. Bases empty. And 1 gone. Belgrave from the third base side righties. The righties 2-2. Is a foul tip caught by Barstead, strike 3. Got him swinging. It's a one pitch out and a strikeout for Belgrave. And two are gone, bases empty. Top 8 for Ricardo Oldevar. So here comes Ollie. Colonels down by 2. Looking for something in their half of the 8th frame. Right on right, first pitch. Misses outside, ball 1. Oldevar is hitless in this series, 0-for-5. Has walked in each of the first two games in the set. 1-0 is outside, taken for ball 2. It's 2-0. Has upped his on-base streak to 24 games with his walk back in the first. Hitters count 2 balls, no strikes. The pitch, chop foul, third base side. Down by the rolled-up tarp here at ABC Supply Stadium. She was on the field last night in our 52-minute rain delay. It was on the field overnight, off the field for an on-time departure this evening. 2-1. It's the outside corner, breaking ball. And the count draws even 2-2. Sky Carp 3, Colonels 1. Bases empty, 2 gone. The Colonels half of the 8th frame. The lengthy 6'4" Nigel Belgrave hunts a 1-2-3-8. His pitch is a pop-up. Shallow right field. Under it is Mark Coley. A couple of steps to his left to make the shoulder high catch to retire Oldevar. And the side. It's a 1-2-3-8 for Nigel Belgrave. Bottom 8 we go. Sky Carp 3, Colonels 1 on your home for Colonels Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Invisible Hearing Solutions for ultimate discretion. Miracle Ear is here to help, so you can find a personalized solution that fits your needs, lifestyle, and budget. Miracle Ear has over 70 years of expertise and over 1,500 stores nationwide. Make a sound decision. Call 1-800-MIRACLE now and book your free hearing evaluation.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
CashLink is revolutionizing the way you enjoy the game with their cutting-edge payment solutions. With local support and payment technology, concession sales are a breeze, allowing the staff to serve fans quickly and efficiently. So whether it's grabbing a hot dog and a cold beer or purchasing merchandise, CashLink ensures a smooth transaction every time. From networking install to maintenance and repair, the CashLink team are experts in POS payment solutions and ATM services. CashLink takes pride in servicing their community and supporting local businesses. Call CashLink today, the local solution for your business. For more information, visit cashlink.net. Bottom it we go at ABC Supply Stadium. Colonels down by 2-3-1, Scott Carp on top. As Gabriel Yana has tried to keep it that way. Lefty up there for his second inning relief. He tossed a scoreless seventh frame, retiring the side in order. Wolf is 2-3-4-4 Beloit here in the eighth. First pitch to Olmstead, misses down and away. Ball one on the Sky Carp shortstop. Olmstead is 1-for-2. Pop up, single and run score to sack fly also. 1-0. Line drive fouled off right side. And it is 1-1. Pop up, single run, and a sack fly for Olmstead, who has scored one and has driven home the other of the three Sky Carp runs. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him, 1-2. The third run came on a Cameron Barstead solo home run back in the fifth frame. Yana is working from the first base side. The lefty is 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing strike three on a pitch down in the dirt. Almost trying to say he tipped that. Glenn Meyerhofer does not agree. A strikeout for Yana is his third. The four batters he has faced in relief tonight. So one is gone for Josh Zamora. Beloit on top, 3-1. Base is empty. And one gone, bottom eight. First pitch, Zamora swings and misses. Good changeup from Yanez. It is strike one. Zamora, two more hits. He's 2-for-3, singles in the first and the fifth. Seeing Yanez for the first time, 0-1. Fly ball softly hit left center field. In comes Hess to run it down and make the chest high catch. Zamora is again 2-for-4. And it's 5-up, 5-down for Gabriel Yanez. A fast-paced one tonight. The sun is barely set. Still blue skies overhead. As Tony Bullard, who walks up to I Want to Soak Up the Sun, has soaked it up all evening. Third baseman, righty batter. First pitch from Yanez. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. It's 0-1. Bullard's 1-for-3. Singled back in the fourth. 0-1. Down and away, taken for a ball. It's 1-1. Yana is looking for a quick 1-2-3 eighth to make it 6-up, 6-down for him on the ninth. 1-1. On the ground is short. Salas is up with it. Sets his feet, throws to first. It is a bang-bang play, but in time. For Tyler Bullard and the sign. Easy night for Gabriel Yana is 6-up, 6-down. Colonels go down to their final 3 outs. It is 3-1 Sky Carp. We go to the top of the ninth on your home for Colonels Baseball, Cedar Rapids Baseball Network. Hey Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Centerpoint Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids. A proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Crowd announced of 2,447 here at ABC Supply Stadium. The biggest I have seen at this ballpark. Have been here in the past couple of seasons. They're enjoying a good outing from their pitching staff. 3-1 Sky Carp, top nine. We get to the top of the ninth frame. Sky Carp on top, 3-1. And Nigel Belgrave tries to slam the door. Won't be easy. 3-4-5. Gonzalez, Maiton, and Baez to greet him. The right-hander who hunts a six-out save, hunting his fifth save and sixth tries on the season. Supposed to be a post-game drone show, but the sky is still very much blue. Belgrave versus Gonzalez. 3-1 Sky Carp on top, top nine. Righty on right, first pitch. Gabby nubs it off the end of the bat, rolled to second. Zamora waits for it, scoops and tosses on a first and 10. On one pitch, Gonzalez is 0 for 4. His 8-game hitting streak in jeopardy, and one is gone in ninth. 3-1, Beloit on top. Colonel scoring that lone run on a Maiton home run. A solo shot back in the seventh frame. That was batting righty, first pitch lefty. He's in there for a strike from Belgrave, 0-1. Maiton 1-for-3, one of the only two Colonel's hits. A one, swing and a miss, breaking ball down in the zone. It's 0-2, and Maiton calls his timeout. Colonels have dropped their first three games in this series, or season series in this ballpark. 0-1 in this series. Belgrave's 0-2. On the ground is second. Zamora up with it again. From short right field, his throw to first is in time. And it is two up and two down for Belgrave in the ninth frame. So Baez is the Colonel's last hope. This game, maybe one of the quickest the Colonels have played this year. Baez trying to extend it. First pitch, up and in, taking ball one. Righty on right, Baez is 1-for-3, doubled his last time around back in the seventh frame. The pitch, line foul straight back. It is 1-1. The shortest game this year, 156. This game not even, or now just passing 150. 1-1 gets the outside corner, 1-2. And the Colonels are down to their final strike tonight. 3-1 Beloit, top nine. Base is empty, two gone for Baez, who's down 1-2. The 1-2, breaking ball, got him. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that is your ball game. A 1-2-3 ninth for Belgrade, who sets down all six batters he faces to pick up a six-out save in Beloit's second straight win in this series over the Colonels. The Colonels' struggles in Wisconsin continue as Beloit has taken the first two games of this set. Tonight's final, 3-1. We wrap it up when we come back in your home for Colonels baseball, the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
When you plan for your future, dreams can come true with Jerry-Ask Investment Services. Go the distance with their award-winning staff who will help you focus on the future you envision. Give them a call or visit their website at jkainvest.com for a complimentary consultation.
There's nothing better than a game.
A great tasting Miller Lite.
It's less filling than Miller Lite.
Tastes great. And how'd you get up here?
It's less filling. And I use my arms.
Never understood this argument. Miller Lite is both, right? Isn't that kind of its thing?
There's a door?
I've given this a lot of thought, guys, so just bear with me. Let it be both, all right? Now, there's a security guard coming by. Just be cool. Where am I sitting?
Sitting?
A lot of guys in the suite.
Has taken the first two games of this series to knock off the Colonels' final of 3-1 in game two of this set. Now Nelson, the win for Beloit, he deserved it, going six no-hit innings. He finishes going six and a third, allows one run on two hits. Interviewed on the field, as Beloit does after they win games. Olson talking to their broadcaster, Josh Flickinger. As the Sky Carp have taken the first two games in this series, a funnel of 3-1. Olson gets mauled by the orange Gatorade in front of the Beloit dugout as he talks to Flickinger. Beloit got on the scoreboard first after three scoreless from Mike Paredes, the Colonel starter. A scoreless game in the bottom of the fourth when it was a Johnny Olmstead single to begin the inning. And after a ground out, Tony Bullard singled to put two runners in scoring position for Brett Roberts, who put the Skycarp on the board with an RBI base hit. 1-0 in the fourth. That became a 5-0 lead, or not a 5-0 lead, a 3-0 lead in the fifth. The first pitch by A.J. Labus out of the Colonel's bullpen, Cameron Barston homered to right center field to make it a game in favor of Beloit, 2-0. In ensuing batters, Coley doubled. After he stole third, he scored on the sack fly by Johnny Olmstead to make it a 3-0 lead. Colonels were no hit through six innings and got on the scoreboard for the first and only time in the seventh on a Kevin Mitson solo home run. The next batter, Nate Baez, doubled and after a Jay Harry hit by pitch and a ground out, it was second and third and two gone, but a big out produced by Kyle Krieger to get Ruiz to pop out. To end the Colonels rally in the seventh, after Nigel Belgrave came on for the Skycar, pitched a 1-2-3, seventh or eighth and ninth for Beloit to win this game of final. 3-1. Some Colonels in the dugout still sitting around waiting for the drone show to happen here at the ballpark, which is coming up next as Beloit celebrates the 3-1 win over Cedar Rapids. Skycarp get the win 3-1. The win goes to Emmett Olson, who picks up another victory for Beloit. Colonel's loss goes to Mike Paredes. He drops to 0-1 on the season. We check around the rest of the Midwest League. The scoreboard is filling in right now, bottom eight in Dayton between Dayton and South Bend. Dragons 5, Cubs 4 in the last of the eighth frame. Peoria in Quad Cities, who began in a rain delay, right now in the last of the second, 3-2 Peoria on top of Quad Cities. Finals elsewhere, Lake County 5 and Lansing 2. Wisconsin shuts out West Michigan 7-0. And a rainout in Great Lakes between Great Lakes and Fort Wayne. They will play a doubleheader tomorrow at Dow Diamonds. In the Twins system, finals up and down the system besides one game in action, that is Wichita on the road at Springfield. Wichita 2, Springfield 1 in the top of the sixth inning at Springfield. Finals elsewhere, Daytona tops Fort Myers 5-4. Louisville beats St. Paul 6-5 despite a home run by Peyton Eales. His first home run with the Saints in a losing effort. They drop to Louisville 6-5. The FCL Twins were off today. The DSL Twins tried to play two with the DSL Rangers Red, but rain impacted that game. The Twins were up 4-0 in the fourth when that game was suspended, game one. They'll play a completion of that game on July the 19th, and then they'll play two against the DSL Red coming up on August the 13th. Here at ABC Supply Stadium, we look at the last final score. The Twins, they win the back end of the doubleheader. They take down the Chicago White Sox 3-2. After they lost game one of that Twinville 3-1, they went 3-2 in game two. Colonels drop here at ABC Supply Stadium. Your funnel is the Skycarp 3 and the Colonels 1. We put the page to tomorrow for the third game in our set. Colonels trying to get off the schneid in this ballpark. They've lost four games in four tries this year at ABC Supply. Right now, they are just 2-8 in the state of Wisconsin in 2024. The right-hander Ty Langenberg tries to stop that streak. The righty goes up against the righty Carson Milbrand. Another ranked prospect in the Marlins system starting for Beloit in game number three of the series tomorrow night. 6:35 first pitch, pregame at 6:20. We'll have you covered for the third game in the set between the Colonels and the Skycar. Your final one last time is Beloit 3 and the Colonels 1. I'm Calvin Cristoforo from ABC Supply Stadium. We say so long and hope to see you tomorrow for game three in our series, Langenberg versus Milbrandt, tomorrow night at 6:35.